Maybe we could start with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you, Lord, for your many blessings, and especially this morning, we want to remember that you have risen from the dead, and we want to thank you for that so much and praise you. And just want to thank you that we can meet here this morning. And I just pray that your spirit would be here, Lord, on our hearts, that you would soften our hearts, Lord, and just pray that you would be with every person here this morning, and please help us to worship you with all of our hearts. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't really have a devotions about Easter. Just figured probably whoever brings the sermon this morning will probably do that. So if you guys want to turn your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. 2 Peter 3:10. I'm going to read verses 10 through 13. Yeah. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and all the works that are therein, shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holiness, holy conversation, and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. I just was reading this chapter yesterday morning, and the verse 11 really stuck out to me, where Peter asked a question. He says, what manner of persons ought ye to be? I should read the first part first. Basically what he's saying is, considering that all these things on earth are going to all burn in the end, what kind of people should we be? And, that kind of a question like that kind of helps put things in perspective. It helps us, reminds us what really matters in this life and what doesn't matter quite so much. So what kind of people should we be? I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 6 to answer the question. I'm sure you guys all know these verses pretty well. Matthew 6, 19 through 21. This might be saying a little more what we should do rather than what kind of people we should be, but I guess it's sort of the same thing. So Jesus said in verse 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So I think this does a pretty good job of answering the question. Makes it pretty clear. There's probably lots of other ways to answer the question too. Lots of other things you could talk about. But this is more what I want to focus on this morning. I want to talk more about having the right kind of perspective. So I don't think that Jesus is saying that earthly possessions are wrong. I mean, I'm pretty sure you all would agree with that. It's just more like Jesus is telling us what the logical thing to do is, considering that nothing on this earth is ever going to last. It's sort of like a financial advisor or someone who tells you how to use your money. He says to someone, you know, if you want to have some money for retirement, you probably should stop spending so much on your hobbies and such, and start putting your money in an IRA or some kind of saving account with good interest. And it's just sort of, Jesus is telling us, invest in my kingdom, because it's the only thing that's going to last. And just as a reminder, in Hebrews 6:10, I'm just going to read that real quick, says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." So basically, so God is going to remember everything we've done on earth, and he sees all the things we've done out of love, each action, he sees them, and he cares about them. And it says that he will reward us for them. So Jesus, when he was saying, lay up treasure in heaven, he was, you know, he's going to give us all that back, just like we're putting in a savings account. Only it's going to be, if you can imagine, like 1,000% interest, which is basically you get 10 times what you put in. And it's going to be so much more than that. And I was thinking of the rich young ruler that came to Jesus and asked what he should do. And as you know, Jesus said, sell your possessions and give your money to the poor and follow me. And it looked like a really big sacrifice, and that's how we would think of it. But Jesus was offering him, really was offering him the opportunity of a lifetime. Just imagine if someone told you, if you give me everything you have except maybe your house and your necessities, in 10 years' time, I'll give you it all back with 1,000% interest. That means you'll get 10 times what you gave me. I would definitely think pretty seriously about that. And imagine you could trust this person, of course, 100%, like we can trust Jesus. You know, if we think about it from Jesus' perspective, that offer was as good or better than that. You know, compared to eternity, a lifetime is less than 10 years. So, you know, so the rich young man, he didn't really see it that way, though. And so often we don't. We look at it, you know, how much it will cost us here on earth. Jesus looks at it in light of eternity. He sees that all the joy it will bring us in heaven, and all the joy it will come bring us on earth, actually, too, because real joy is found through total surrender to him. And so Jesus always has the right perspective. We often, so often miss that. We are just thinking of, I am just thinking of, what's it costing me here on earth? I don't think about these sacrifices as investments. Like, it's it doesn't really matter our opinions. The truth is that we will be rewarded in heaven 100 times more than what our sacrifice is here on earth. And so each sacrifice done out of love is worth something in his kingdom. So it's not really about whether we're rich or poor. It's just simply about how much you've invested into Christ's kingdom. There was a man, a missionary named C.T. Studd, who was, him and his wife were missionaries in China. And he somehow got a really big inheritance. I think it was soon after he got married. And he was a really, really committed Christian. He basically, the first thing he did with it was just give it all away. It was enough to make a really good living off of. He could have lived pretty highly off of it. But he immediately just gave it away. I think he was kind of thinking, I want to be like that rich young ruler. Well, I want to do the right choice instead of what he did. And I'm not all saying up here that if you want to be a good Christian, you have to give up everything like that. I'm just saying that we need to have the right perspective and think, you know, these sacrifices are going to be worth it. They really, really are. When it comes to things here on earth, you know, we're supposed to be content. Supposed to be content with the house we have, the car we have, whatever. We should be content. But when it comes to spiritual things, like your reward in heaven, that's something we shouldn't be content about. Not that that should be our driving motive at all, though. We should be doing it out of love for God and for bringing Him glory. But I don't want to just be content and say, oh, if my mansion's just a little 10 by 20 shack, I'm okay. I want to really have a mansion. We want to do it out of love for God, though. So, you know, I was talking about money and things like that, but sacrifices, investments into God's kingdom aren't just money, you know. For me, probably the biggest one is just giving up my own comfort and my own pride. That's a hard one. Sometimes it's giving up your dreams, what you want to do with your life, what you enjoy doing. Sometimes it means giving up fun times. And God sees all them, sees every one of them. That's just a reminder to see things from the proper perspective. So since nothing on earth will last, let's invest it in something that will. And probably some way we can all do that right now today. Because Jesus said that if you give a cup of water to someone because he's a disciple, you will not lose your reward for that. He sees something that small. And so that's just really encouraging to me. And in closing, I just want to read one more verse. Acts 5:41. This, to me, is just always a huge challenge. It's talking about the disciples. It says, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name, for Jesus' name. And I just got to say, I'm definitely not there yet. But that's something, that's a real... the right perspective to have. Perspective I don't have most of the time, I'm afraid. To see these sacrifices as investments. Anyway, that is all I have. Thank you.